in the first part of the interview with the street guide, Franco, he talked about how it came to be that he ended up in Tijuana. He was living in the United States, got a divorce, came down to Tijuana, was partying pretty heavy, spent all his money, met a woman who changed his life forever, and he decided to stay in Tijuana and help other people. So this is now the second and last part of the interview with the street guide Franco.
Then, you know, it's like, I'm not saying I'm a saint now, you know, because I'm not. I mean, look where I'm at, right? Pushing this. But what I started doing was providing a service, okay? And I started to believe in what I'm doing. People might say it's a hustle, whatever, but it's a cool hustle. I don't rip off people. I try and give them as much information as I can, you know, sometimes whether they ask for it or not. it's a service that I'm providing, you know. I don't want people to get ripped off the way I got ripped off. That was my first reason for starting doing tours down here. You know, I mean, I just got divorced. I had nothing to go back to LA to, you know. I couldn't see my kids anyway because of the ex-witch battle. Actually, no. Never mind, honey. No, right? Yeah, so it was just, my life completely turned around down here, you know. I found a new home. I mean, I was, it was a bitch at first. Excuse my French. It was a bitch at first. After my car ran out, I had no money, no place to stay. I didn't really know anybody down here. One of the girls from the Unicorn, she let me stay with her. And I started working at the San Susie, I worked at the Unicorn. I was working two clubs and all that. Eventually I started learning the ropes of Uptown Revolution. Never worked like everybody else. I was always working against the grain. The objective down there is rip off the American, you know?
Yeah.
And I was always, like I said, I always trying to provide a service and all that. Eventually I bounced out of here down to Coahuila, and, you know, I've known some guys, some gentlemen that come down here, they've known me for 5 or 6 years already down here, you know? And I'm glad that they still seek me out, you know what I mean? I taught them the ropes here as best I can, you know what I mean? Sometimes they forget and they do become victims, you know? I don't like to see that, but you know, it happens, you know? They get a little careless.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just want to, I guess, get a point across that, you know, if they ever need my assistance or help, I'll be there most likely, you know what I mean? I just ask, you know. Nobody's got to know where Franco is.
Okay, Franco, thank you very much for the interview. Really appreciate it. Thank you very much.